Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And today is Thursday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time. And today I will proclaim the first reading as well as the gospel reading because my reflection focuses on the first reading as well. A reading from the first book of Kings. When Solomon was old, his wives had turned his heart to strange gods, and his heart was not entirely with the Lord his God, as the heart of his father David had been. By adoring Astartes, the goddess of Sidonians, and Milcom, the idol of Ammonites, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not follow him unreservedly as his father David had done. Solomon then built a high palace for Chemosh, the idol of Moab, and to Molech, the idol of Ammonites, on the hill opposite Jerusalem. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. The Lord, therefore, became angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, for though the Lord had forbidden him this very act of following strange gods, Solomon had not obeyed him. So the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is what you want, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I enjoined on you, I will deprive you of the kingdom and give it to your servant. I will not do this during your lifetime, however, for the sake of your father David. It is your son whom I will deprive, nor will I take away the whole kingdom. I will leave your son one tribe for the sake of my servant David and of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at her feet. The woman was a Greek, a Sozomen by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God asks of us two things, and these are the two commandments that Jesus teaches us: to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors. When I first met Teresa, I was not a Catholic, but I saw in her how much she loved her faith. As we prepared for marriage and took the Unitas marriage classes, the couples teaching the class challenged me not just to allow her to grow in her faith, but by not being an impediment or obstacle, but also to grow in my own faith with her as a married couple. I had no doubt that I would support her by attending Mass with her on Sundays. However, God placed on my heart what it truly means for the two to become one flesh, to be united as a married couple. The rest, as they said, is history. My story woven into his story of redemption. Today's first reading of how when Solomon was old, his wives had turned his heart to strange gods, and his heart was not entirely with the Lord, his God, reminded me of my own story. While I am so blessed and happy that Teresa took a chance, followed her heart, and married an unbaptized non-Catholic, I would encourage all Catholics to take into consideration not only the faith of the person that they want to start a relationship with, especially if they love their Catholic faith, but also how devoted they are to the practice of their faith, because this unity can be painful in a marriage. I have witnessed this a lot while working with couples preparing for marriage. Certainly, the heart loves what the heart loves. However, if our hearts love God above all, then our days will be filled with peace and harmony in our hearts, marriage, and family. Amen.